Donna Lee's going to be fine. All his tests were negative. Pat just thinks it's too early to tell. I talked to him right before I came in here, Dr. McKenzie. He says we'll see how he is Wednesday, but he just felt it was too early to give me a diagnosis on, you know, 1 week, 2 weeks, or so forth. So he wants to look at him Wednesday before he gives me a better estimate. Have not seen him. Didn't ask about if he was wearing a boot. Oh, I mean, it could be. I mean, everybody was nervous, particularly the way, you know, Chad left the field. You know, the testing, you know, for the X-ray was negative, so obviously that's a positive. But we're preparing to play without him, I guess, if that's answered your question. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. But I would anticipate definitely going away. We finish the game. Well, really, Darren College playing left guard is as much about, A, I think that's his best position, B, to try to establish continuity in the core of the offense. It's a philosophy of mine that you start with the interior of your line, your quarterback, and your running back, because those particular individuals make the most adjustments for your offense. You just try to stabilize that. And now, as far as the best left tackle on our second best tackle left tackle on our roster, yes, I think Darren College fits that role. Well, that's really a benefit of our linemen, the ability to play, you know, multiple positions. And I think it says, you know, enough about Darren College that you have the confidence in him to go out there and play. I mean, ideally, you know, Chad Clifton has played a lot of football for us in the past. We felt confident coming off of his particular surgeries in the offseason that, you know, he'd be ready to go. So injuries are part of the game, and we just need to adjust and move on. Oh, yes, I do. I think that didn't help him. You know, he's jumped out there and played well for us in the past without any reps on short notice. You know, I'm thinking of down there in Tennessee and his rookie year in Miami. But, you know, he was challenged a little bit and missing practice on Friday with a foot sprain. And, he just did not look very comfortable out there. I thought he played well, left guard, he graded out well, but just did not look comfortable left tackle. Well, it's a combination of a number of things. It's frustrating when you call heavy protection plays and you're encountering sacks, and then you go into week two and you try to make adjustments for that. And the reality of it is we have fundamental breakdowns. You know, as we talked about as a staff today, you know, we could have had 9-man protections on a couple of those where we flat out just get beat. One individual gets beat fundamentally. And it causes, you know, a sack and a quarterback hit that we need to eliminate from our play. I mean, I'm not going to go overboard here, but the four of those sacks in the last 2 weeks are just totally uncalled for. They're unacceptable to get beat the way that we did and you know, hit the quarterback. So that's just something that we have to correct on the field. It's, you know, if we have a tendency as an offensive staff, we may try to help these guys too much. As at some point, you have to win the one-on-one battle with the help being secondary instead of a primary focus. Well, that's something that we're going to let the medical people give us a little more information on. I think Wednesday will help us out a lot. You know, we'll plan with Aaron Rouse, you know, being ready to go. I think Derek Martin's picked up the scheme very well. He'll be ready to go. And I think Jared Bush working back there primarily will give him a better opportunity to play as much as he did this past week. So That's what we're looking at right now. Well, we already do those drills. I mean, we do them every week. I mean, I don't think there's anything that we're lacking from a training standpoint. You know, we go padded practices Wednesdays and Thursdays. You know, we did not go pads this past Wednesday coming off a Sunday night division game. But we'll pad it up Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll work on it. We'll get after it, and fundamentals will be obviously a major emphasis for a whole football team because there was plenty to go around watching the film today. I'm not amazed by talking about fundamentals in week two. I wish I wasn't talking as much about them. I mean, I'm not particularly satisfied with the level of fundamentals that we're playing after having two, you know, weeks of competition. But you know, sometimes it goes this way early in the season. I'm not making excuses. We're going to work at it. I do not like what's going on in the pass protection area. It affects the way you call games. Affects the way you're playing for games. But, you know, frankly, you know, Cincinnati beat us on both fronts, the offensive line and defensive line yesterday. It was a big part of their success. No, that, I was 100% wrong. I was, you know, with the play that that we ran there, and we run it every Friday. You know, I think you guys are still out there. It's something we rep all the time. So, and as much two-minute we do Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I mean, it's a situation where we have a lot of training in. The perimeter players are already down there. I mean, it's a vertical pass concept, and really the challenge is to get the line. 16 seconds is the max. I mean, you wouldn't try. I would not have tried that, you know, if it was 15 seconds. So we were right at the max point. We knew it when we called the play. I was watching the line because that's the challenge, and I felt the line got set. So. But watching the film, we had two perimeter players that were both moving on the snap of the ball. So it's I felt the call was correct. Well, I just sat down with BJ Saturday and talked to him about it. He's, you know, he doesn't have a full gait back. You know, he's not running without a limp. I mean, he feels good. He's just over that last. He has to get over the last hurdle, and it comes down to strength. I just didn't feel he was 100%, and I didn't think it was smart to expose him when he's not 100%. I mean, everybody's excited to see him play. He's excited to get out there and play, but at the end of the day, there's 16 games of the regular season, so I did not want to put him out there until he's 100%. Well, the reality is the plays that we've had, the problems are the plays we used back then. You know, the quarterback never was hit in those protections 2 years ago, like he's been hit the first 2 weeks. So they're fundamental one-on-one individual opportunities that's happened. You know, so we'll look to do some things to help that type of situation, but. Our quarterback's never been hit like Aaron's been hit these last 2 weeks in that particular protection. I appreciate where you're going with, but we're still multiple enough. You know, we're still getting enough people out, and we're still doing enough things formation-wise that Aaron's having enough opportunities to throw to people. It's not like they're rushing three and dropping eight. We're releasing two. It's not that extreme. These are all problems that are fixable. We need to do a better job. But, you know, when you call that type of protection, you're expecting protection, and we haven't gotten it. Well, it all fits in the gap control, you know, staying in your gaps. Tackling was an issue throughout the game. Yesterday, we had some adjustments to their formations. They did a lot of movement with their formation and ability with some of their slot formations to try to create the extra gap, which people do in two tight end formations. And we did not handle the adjustments particularly after, you know, Nick Collins was hurt. I thought Nick Collins was off to probably one of his better performances up until his injury. So those are things we're going to correct today. I thought a young in there again this week, like he did last week. But, you know, I think it's only natural when you it's all about trust. And every player's got to trust the other player to do his job. You know, you don't want him looking over his left shoulder and things like that. I don't see any of that going on. But Aaron's doing a good job playing with his feet. He had some big-time plays, generating first downs, you know, when he comes out of the pocket. So, hey, we need to do a better job. Yeah, there's some, you know, he could play faster on a couple times. I mean, he had some decisions where he probably pushed it a little bit too much. But, you know, he had his share of mistakes, too. Well, it's the reality of what this business puts you through. I mean, we're talking about individuals that have caught the ball at a very high level of efficiency. They have a standard. And then we come out and we drop the ball for 2 weeks in a row. You know, I take a lot of personal pride in that. I spend a lot of time personally with the quarterbacks and receivers. So we need to do much better. Start the game with two drop balls and then they go out on defense and let them run the ball down the field. That's not the way you start games at home. So we need to do a better job of coming out of the locker room, playing faster, jumping on our opponent, let our home crowd get into games. That's I'm disappointed we lost, yes. I did not like the way we played, but my frustration is the way we played at home, and that's what I'll share today with the team. I think Charles Woodson, I mean, the two plays he makes is, you know, it's a different game if he doesn't make it. I think he's definitely was a bright spot yesterday, the way he played, and just the toughness and the passion and the instincts that he plays with. I think he was definitely a bright spot. Well, yeah, I don't want to overreact to that because those are words out of my mouth. But you know, that's my job. My job is to push those guys until it gets to the point where you want it to look exactly the way you want it to look. We have certain guys that are playing different positions. I'm talking about our opponent squads. The practice hasn't been as crisp as we're looking for. It was better from week one to week two, but you know, that's my responsibility to get them to practice at a high level because I think it definitely carries over to games. So that's the way we approach things, and that'll never change. Well, I was going to call a play there. Are you talking about the last one or the first? No. We're in a clock play there. No, the only conversation I had with Nick Barnett is, you know, he's ready to play the whole game. So, and I told him how we were approaching with him as far as our game planning and medical. We had a conversation about that last week. I don't really think it was a matter of a run game not clicking. I thought we started the game running the ball fairly well. I thought we hit a lull there in the third quarter. Frankly, the six sacks put me in some tough down and distances, particularly the ones on first and second down. We had four that I recall, run pass type plays that we went with the pass over the run. So I mean that kind of goes that way sometimes. And frankly, when you have a game like this, you look at everything, you look at your game planning, you're critical of how you call a game and so forth. You know, I think sometimes as coaches, we probably try to have the perfect play too much. You know, there's time and time again that you just need to get up and run it ugly, run it hard, run it at them, and we could probably do a little more of that. So. And, you know, that's something that we could probably do a better job of. On a false start? Well, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, pre-snap penalties, there's no excuse, you know, whether it's an offensive tackle or a gunner. I mean, it's all the same. You know, this is the National Football League. It's important to have variance in your cadence, whether it's, you know, you're snapping for a punt or you're snapping to the quarterback. So when you're doing those types of things, the discipline of the receivers and the gunners and so forth, they're going off the snap of the ball. I mean, there's no excuse for that. Shortcuts. I'm not sure I follow you. I mean, it's a technical game, and you know, sometimes we can be too technical. Sometimes there's players that have played in this league a long time and they were sloppy in what they did, but they got it done. You know, so everybody's differently. Some guys have to rely on technique more than others, and some people are physically blessed more than others and can get away with more. I mean, it's all part of the team, you know, the team concept. And the problem is when it doesn't all fit together, you know, and that's where really it shows up, when you may have lack of fundamentals in one area and you get away with it, but if you don't have it in the primary years, you know, it can cause a negative play, and that's what's happened. I mean, our backside tackle has been getting beat. I mean, that's a problem. You know, if you don't have a back over there. So, it's, you know, those are the things you got to look at from a corrective standpoint. But, you know, I'm not sure, Tom. I don't see anybody trying to take any shortcuts in what we're trying to do. Well, I'm not happy with either game that I've called. And number one is because of the outcome. It's number two is, I mean, look at the down distances that we're playing in. You know, I don't carry in the game 6 third and 11 pluses calls. I mean, I don't do that. I carry 3. So, I mean, there's some things that lead to that. And trust me, you could be as critical as you want. No one's going to be more critical of play calling than myself, because, A, I know why it was called, when it was called, in the reality of why, you know, it did not work, or if it did work. So, I mean, sometimes you call plays and it's a good and they work out great, you know, but that's the way it goes. But, you know, as far as percentages, a 3-step drop and 5-step drop, I don't think we're excessive. I know we've had some success down the field, but, you know, we also have a responsibility to the players that can win down the field to get them the ball. I mean, if I didn't think we could pass protect and throw a ball down the field, then I wouldn't try it. We're not asking people to do things that they cannot do. So we just got to keep working at it. I mean, I'm a big believer in coach accountability, of putting players in position to be successful, and also the accountability for the player to do their job. And we'll revisit that today when we watch the film, and we'll make sure we have a solid play on Wednesday as we get ready for the Rams. Well, it's where you're sliding to. You know, sometimes you slide one way, you put the backs another way. Sometimes we refer to it as pocket protection, where the line stays and blocks the 5 in the middle, and you have a back to one side. I mean, there's different. There's usually two types of protection. You usually slide one way, move the backs to the other way, or you block the 5, you know, the 4 in the mic, and have a back helping on one side. So when you're talking about drop back, right?